Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are not yet back in our normal home inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta, but that day's coming, folks. So we got to be optimistic about this. But here's the deal on Renaissance. They're feverishly working to help folks on second-round PPP loans. And if you don't know what PPP is, send me an email. But I think everybody knows. Even my wife knows what PPP loans are. But if you're having trouble with your bank, if you've got a bank that maybe is they're real hip on 1-800 numbers and computer generated voices and phone trees, and you never can get to a live person, my suggestion for you is going to renaissancebank.com and finding the office nearest you, some 200 across the southeast ready to serve you, and pick up the phone and call them. And what you'll find on the other end is a live person that's happy to help you and happy to meet with you to talk about your business needs. What I find personally is that Renaissance is big enough to handle all your business needs, small enough to do it in a personal way. So go to renaissancebank.com find your local person, make an appointment, and I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Barry Spencer. And Barry is with Wealth with No Regrets. Barry, welcome.
Hey, great to be with you, John.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So let's talk about you and Wealth with no Regrets. How are you serving folks out there?
Well, we're providing integrated financial planning so that people can enjoy a more confident retirement through really custom-tailored retirement income, investing, tax minimization, legacy, and legal planning, and solutions that fit who they are, what they want to accomplish over the balance of their life.
That was nice and succinct. Thank you for that. I'm curious how you came up with this, with the name. There's got to be a story behind Wealth with No Regrets.
There is, John. Yeah, there absolutely is. My father passed away at retirement age. He lost a 4.5-year battle with cancer. And I was looking back and reflecting on the time when he was battling his time with cancer and came to realize in reflection how he had said to me before he passed, Barry, you're going to need to take care of mom. Which is a really odd statement from a man who was a financial success, business owner, and really diligent and conscientious in his work, his life, his family, and his money. And what I came to realize, though he had done what he thought he should do and hired a number of advisors, many who were friends, people he had worked with for a decade or more at the banks, at the brokerage houses, at the independent firms and the like, while they had investments in place, they had mutual funds and stocks and bonds in place, not a single one, people who were friends, accredited, credentialed investment advisors, money managers. They were really masquerading as planners because none of them had built a plan for my mom and dad to be on a great, abundant track should they have a long life together. And not one of them had built a plan should my mom end up being on her own and how she would function and work and enjoy the lifestyle they enjoyed together when she was on her own. And executor and trustee, I had to figure this out and put the pieces back together and mold a plan that was custom tailored to really who my mom and dad were together that the financial industry really missed. And I find that's true for a lot of folks.
You know, this fits right into something you also talk about, which is just the financial industry generally, and you call it broken. Say more on that.
Yeah, I call it broken because the industry is led and driven by large corporate companies that create financial products for the masses. And so they create these portfolios, these financial products, insurance products, and the like, and they apply them to the masses because that's what most people are, the masses, right? And the problem is they then hire a sales force to go promote these products and portfolios and apply them to the masses. And, you know, some of that is good. There's some good in all of those things for most people. However, if you've reached a net worth of $1 million, maybe you have a $500,000 saved, maybe $750,000, maybe more saved up. You've hit that mark of $1 million of net worth to $20 million in that range. You know, over-the-counter medications, if you will, over-the-counter solutions and products don't serve you to the needs that you could otherwise have. And I feel like there's this huge gap, and they keep applying those kind of big products to people and imposing them on them. So I think they're broken because they try to do a one-size-fits-all for everybody without taking someone's personal circumstance into account. And that is why I believe the industry can be broken. I think people are frustrated with the industry as a result.
Yeah, so in light of what you describe, how does someone, a business owner, how do they go about choosing a financial advisor?
That's a great question, and it's tough because most people, what you see, and I see this a lot, go out and find someone with certain credentials, let's say, right? They got to have a CFP or some other kind of license, you know, and look for these things. And those are fine and good. There's nothing wrong with those. And we have those in our company, and we're appropriately licensed within the financial industry and all of that. But I always ask people this question. Harvard Medical School graduates doctors every year with an MD. They graduate those doctors, and there's someone in that graduating class that graduates at the top of the class, and there's one that graduates at the bottom of the class. And do you know what? They get called both the one at the top and the one at the bottom, medical doctor. But is there a great difference between the one who graduates at the bottom of the class and the top of the class? Big difference. And a lot of that difference comes down to experience and dealing with someone who works specifically with situations just like yours. And that's a much greater determining factor than license, credentials, and years in business. But does someone have personal experience in situations just like yours? So if you have $1 million of net worth, does the advisor you work with also have at least $1 million of net worth or more? And does that person deal with just situations like yours, or do they let everybody in regardless of how little or how much money they have?
Hmm. Folks, we're speaking with Barry Spencer, and he is the co-creator and president of Wealth with No Regrets. And he's also an author, brand new author of Build Wealth Like a Shark. I want to get into your book here in just a second, but we were talking before we came on the air about ideal client for you, and you had a unique way of describing the way you look at clients and their investment activities and portfolios. Talk more about that.
Sure thing. Most people in the financial industry get people to believe, because the product manufacturers want people to believe, that all you need is a certain portfolio, 60-40 portfolio, mix of stocks and bonds and the like. And they tend to treat people the same in saying, once you have this portfolio, once you have a money manager, you're all set and that's all you need. And then they're going to tell you how much money you can spend every year and tell you every year that, oh, you're okay, just trust us, we'll work it out. Here's how it's always worked. Here's how it's always going to work. Well, the reality is once you hit $1 million of net worth or more, you're actually not sitting on just some investments to live on to kind of backstop your Social Security. You're now living on $1 million or in some cases a multi-million-dollar business. And think about what happens in a business. You have cash flows. You have revenues. You have cash flow management. You have cash savings. You also have investments for the future, how you grow those investments for the future, for future growth opportunities as that business happens. You protect some of those assets. And then you also, not only that, but you also tax manage your business along the way. You know, you've got to manage those cash flows and tax manage it throughout those cycles. And every business goes through a cycle. And that's no different for someone with $1 million to $20 million of net worth. Their business, their million or multi-million dollar business is going to go through cycles. So they need to have someone in place that operates as a CFO of this business they're running, where they're the chairman or CEO of that business. So they control and navigate all the decision-making that goes on, but someone's there to serve them and navigate every single area of that life. So income, investments, both short-term, long-term, tax management, tax minimization, as well as legacy and all the other pieces that go with it. And that's what's significant. And that little mindset shift, I find, is quite significant for folks. If they can just have that shift to realize they have a million or multi-million dollar business that needs to be attended to, cared for, and someone needs to care for it as much as you care for it to help you maximize those profits and those monies going forward, it becomes a significant opportunity for success over the long term.
That's a very interesting way and I think insightful way to put that, Barry. So thank you for that. You talk about the danger zone years. Explain what you mean by that.
Sure. I love it. I have a 14-year-old son who plays travel baseball. And so most weekends in the spring and in the fall, we're at the ball field watching him whack the ball all around the field and throw and catch and pitch and all that kind of fun stuff. And I love it. I love being a baseball dad. And one of the things I've come to realize about baseball, I didn't grow up playing baseball, but I realized one of the coveted hits you can have in baseball is a double. Because when you hit a double, you typically will score someone and you will also put yourself in scoring position. And it becomes a really great hit. Well, what I find when it comes to retirement, there's actually two types of doubles that really fight against you and are not beneficial. There's some things you can do to overcome them, but most are living in the negative side of that idea. And one is what I call a double whammy, and another is double trouble. So double whammy is that idea when you own this kind of stocks and bonds portfolio that everyone says that you're supposed to have, the stock market then goes down. And the stock market goes down by 50%, maybe as much, 30, 40, 50%, and you freak out. And that's a big whammy because it hurts your psychology, it makes you nervous, and it makes you feel out of control. The second whammy comes is when you start to realize that you need to take withdrawals on that money. So where on $1 million, you were taking 5%, $50,000 off of there, and you felt maybe okay about that, and the investment manager told you you should be okay with that. Now you've got to take 10% on that money to get the same income stream. And so you've had a double whammy, a down and a second down all at the same time. So that's what I call the retirement double whammy when it comes to retirement on that side.
You also got some thoughts about lifestyle upgrades along the way. I mean, you caught my attention when you said that. Something tells me others want to hear about that as well. Hey, upgrade my lifestyle, Barry.
Yeah, everyone wants to do that, right? So I find that there's these, and you mentioned this, Joe, and I wanted to come back to it. So thanks for bringing it up, the danger zone years, because there are people that live in a place where they want to have the opportunity to upgrade their lifestyle. Most don't know. The thing that holds them back is they don't know where those danger zone years are. So they hold back to protect from those years where they might have to spend more, or they're concerned about having to spend in long-term care, or they got to still fund some family items, or, you know, ultimately they want to do their bucket list items, right? Everyone has their bucket list items. They've worked 30 or 40 years to finally have the time and freedom and health to be able to do the things they want to do. And so they want to upgrade their lifestyle. Well, there's a myth, because the industry says in retirement, you only need 20% less than you did during retirement. But I find that people don't want 20% less freedom. They want the same or 20% more freedom, not less freedom. And so the idea is this: if you can identify and overcome the danger zone years, you can then identify where you might be able to upgrade your lifestyle. Yet most don't do this. I have a story. I'll call the couple Paul and Jane, not their real name. It's an anecdotal story of a real life couple who lived very well, saved diligently, kind of reflected on the dangers of the Great Depression. And so all along the way, they held back. They held back in their spending. They held back on the family. They held back in their giving, all those kinds of things. And then passed away well into their 80s. And left each of the kids millions of dollars. Each of the kids already had millions of dollars and didn't need the new millions that they got from mom and dad, and then the grandkids got as well from their grandpa and grandma. And what I realized, the sad tragedy for so many, is they could have upgraded their lifestyle and done more, especially early in life. They could have distributed dollars to family and watched the family enjoy it. They could have invested in paid family experiences that would make the family think fondly of them, and likewise the other way. And they could have given to charity all along the way instead of leaving a gift to charity like they did and never seeing the charity enjoy that gift. They could have given that during their lifetime and be around to see the charity enjoyed and get the enjoyment of giving as well. So that's a huge piece of doing it. So when you identify those danger zone years, you can then also find a way to also potentially upgrade your lifestyle.
Well, and to your point of that story, which is a great story to help illustrate, I guess, the scope of vision that you need to have. I mean, what you're advocating is folks really need to have an investment advisor that's asking bigger questions than just, let me see the portfolio you have right now. I mean, that requires some understanding of family dynamics and so forth, right?
Absolutely. And the process for us, our Wealth with No Regrets process, begins with the person. And it really starts, it's really three simple phases. Number one is clarity about what you want, what you need, where you stand today. Number two is opportunities. Where might you be able to achieve some opportunities in your income, in your investment, in your taxes and the like, so that you can have more, do more, and be more of what you want to be. And then number three, plan around who you are. Custom tailored planning, solutions, investments around who you are. And when you do that, clarity, identify opportunities, and plan, you can have a totally different experience than all your friends and neighbors who are so dependent on the market and watching whether it goes up and down and what's Washington going to do or say and what's the new administration going to do with taxes and all that. All that just is noise. It's all noise that steals and robs you of your joy, your health, and your vitality for life.
Let's get into your book, Barry. Folks, as we speak with Barry Spencer, Wealth with No Regrets is his company. The name of his book is Build Wealth Like a Shark. Let's talk a little bit about your book, some of the points you make there, and what do you mean by build wealth like a shark?
So we were selected among 30 advisors around the country to join Kevin Harrington to put together some content of value around building wealth, maintaining wealth, preserving wealth, and the like. And this idea of building wealth doesn't end even when you get into retirement. And I realize a lot of people say, oh, I'm done and I've just got to hold it. Well, I think there is. There is a preservation component of investing and retirement. There's also a build component. The reason why is your retirement will most likely last 30 years, maybe even more for folks because we're living longer, right? So therefore, you must build for those longer later years as well. And so what we wanted to do is put that message out there and do it with someone who has championed building wealth like Kevin Harrington does. So those listeners who don't know, Kevin Harrington was one of the original sharks on the hit TV show Shark Tank. He sat in the seat where Mark Cuban now sits. He was on the first 175 episodes of the show and was the originator of the As Seen on TV brand. He left the show because he cared about these kind of messages of helping everyday people, everyday millionaires, be able to get the coaching and mentoring and advisory to help them succeed in life and with their money over the long term. And so that's why we were excited to be a part of this with Kevin. And he's a great friend, a great champion of people, their wealth and their future. And so it's a great book project we were a part of and happy to deliver some content of value to folks.
That's great. So what are the, I guess, some of the things that you cover in the book, maybe that we haven't discussed so far?
Sure. Well, I can't give it all away, John, of course, because I want him to get the book.
Absolutely.
Right? I want him to call me for the book.
And speaking of that, folks, we will have a link in the show page to where you can find the book. So, yeah, go ahead, Barry.
I'm going to say the one, here's one big idea I'd like to share with the folks, and we cover it in three different principles in the book. And it's this, that people should be thinking about right now about recession-proofing their retirement. They really should be thinking about that. How do they recession-proof their retirement? Because a recession comes along about every 7 years. We're 12 years removed from our last recession. Therefore, what's coming? And your retirement, you're most likely going to see it every decade. Some form and fashion, a recession. And so you really need to be thinking, how do I navigate that? And how do I make sure that my income is protected during a recession? How do I thrive in the midst of it without having to reduce my lifestyle? And then how do I really come out of it flying high so I can make sure I'm doing all the right things going forward? So it's this idea that most don't actually think about. And right now people are living on this euphoria. And they have short-term memory loss. They have short-term memory loss about what just happened in March of 2020, where the market was down 34% in the fewest trading days, 22 trading days in history. Well, that was a market recession, but it wasn't an economic recession yet because the Fed and came in and we had unbelievable stimulus. And I would submit we've been living in that stimulation since 2009, 10, 11, with all the quantitative easing that started back then. And we've been living in that ever since. So my fear, I'm not a predictor of the economy, the market, or returns, but one of my fears for retirees to not recession-proof the retirement is that it catches them by surprise, and all of a sudden, the income they thought they would have, they're not going to have.
Well, what you're suggesting there is there's a disconnect between the economy and the stock market sometimes. And so people, and that catches people by surprise as well, right?
That is absolutely true. And the market pundits don't help. They really don't help. The people that you see on the national programs and all that, they don't help because they're there to entertain, not to inform. And they don't know your personal situation and the things that you're afraid of, the things that concern you, and what you really need to live your daily lifestyle. So it's general information, and what you need is really specific, custom-tailored information and solutions that fit you and who you are.
I'm shocked to hear that the folks on TV are there to entertain and not inform, but I'll get over the shock of that insight. But as I say that tongue firmly in cheek, but let's talk a little bit more about, you've given some great examples, and anecdotal examples, of course, names excluded. I would love it if you would give maybe a success story or two where, you feel like your intervention has helped someone get to where they want to go with their goals in life.
Sure. And absolutely happy to do that. I have to first put my disclaimer in that the SEC requires me to put in that this is not a promise of results and it's informational purposes only, to say that I'll give an example of someone who came to one of our events and heard some things that were really inspiring for them. And they had worked with a number of advisors over the years and someone they had worked with for literally over a decade. But they weren't sure how it all fit together and felt like maybe there were some things they were missing out on that should be available to them since they were worth over $1 million. And so they came in and had a simple conversation with me about what they wanted and what might stand in the way and the things that concern them. And then when we had that conversation together about them, it wasn't about products, it wasn't about portfolios and returns or expectations about that. It's just about them, who they are as people and what they want to accomplish. And when we understood that, we then go back and look at the money and we look at the business and we look at the cash flows and we say, okay, well, based on that, here's some dangers that we're looking at, just based on some simple assumptions that we both agree to. Now, as a result of that, what we're able to do is protect any of the short-term money for them that they would need early in retirement from any of these short-term market losses and drag. So they knew that any moment they could retire at any moment, and they knew they would have an income stream for at least 5 years into retirement without ever thinking about or being concerned about the market, where it goes up or down. The second thing was we were able to navigate because, like most people, they had a large IRA. And a lot of people have been told, they've been told the 401k Benjamin to take all the money they possibly can and throw it into this 401k without realizing that they're in partnership with a silent partner who's not very silent, who one day is going to wake up and say, you're going to owe us money and you're going to have to take money out of that IRA. And they're going to determine at that time how much you're going to have to pay that silent partner, the IRS, when you take that money out. And by the way, it keeps going up and up, percentage you take out and the tax that they're going to take out of it. So we were able to protect them from that by creating some money that wasn't in the IRA so that they could kind of have some tax holidays along the way throughout the retirement, especially as tax rates went up. And so those were the kind of things that we were able to do to help them. And so they were living now with just great peace of mind. When they're ready to be done, they're done. They have the income they need, the investments for the future, and they have the greatest amount of minimized taxes that they could pay based on their situation.
So let's turn this around, flip this over, and just talk about maybe some of the biggest, and again, no names and no specific situations, but you know, one or two of the biggest mistakes that you see people make. You mentioned lifestyle issues, and maybe that's one of them, but talk a little bit about mistakes that you see.
Well, one would be not having a well-constructed wealth engine is what we call it. So people have a portfolio or assets, but they don't have a really well-constructed wealth engine that produces income and provides for income in the future. So that would be one mistake. And a second would be thinking that their portfolio is a plan. They get all these online calculators and they'll get someone from one of these big institutions that just spit out some numbers and they think, well, I'm good. I'm on the track. They said I'm okay. I don't need to do anything different. Of course they're saying that. They don't want you to take their account anywhere. They don't want you to take your account away from them because they get paid by just having accounts. Those people, those salespeople get paid by opening accounts, no matter how little or how much. And the more they hold those accounts, the more they get paid, typically speaking, in general. I'm not disclosing anything in particular. So what I'm saying is thinking of that portfolio as a plan is not a plan. It's simply a portfolio and it doesn't dictate that at all. And the third I would give you is this, is banking on short life. Banking on a short life. Hey, I'm only going to live to 70, 75 because, you know, my father did, my mother did, my grandfather, my grandmother did. And yet we're living longer. Our medicine and our medical care is so great today. The chances of you living into your 80s is very high. And the chances of a couple living into their 90s, it's extremely high. So you need a plan for that. You need a plan for long life.
Good words here from Barry Spencer. Barry is with Wealth with No Regrets. He's also the author. He's got a new book out here called Build Wealth Like a Shark. Folks, we'll put a link to that in the show page where you can find it. But Barry, this has been great. And I'd love it if you'd answer the most important question, which is to let people know how they can be in touch with you.
Absolutely. You can reach out to me at wealthwithnoregrets.com. You can call my office, 678-278-9632, or email me directly, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at wealthwithnoregrets.com, and set up a time just to have a conversation. We'll set up a 22-minute complimentary conversation to see where you're at and what might you be able to do next.
Awesome. Barry Spencer, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you, John. Thanks.
Thank you. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got some administrative task in your business, maybe your bookkeeping is causing you to stay up at night. And I would just suggest if you're working on your books at night, you do need to give S.E. Escobedo over at Office Angels a call. If you're timid, go to officeangels.us and check her out. But what you really need to do is just call her, 770-442-9246. And I say that definitively because I use her and her services, and she's got angels that she selects for you and your particular needs that fly in and they get the job done and they fly back out. And they do this virtually. They've been doing it for 20 years. So this current environment we're in does not scare them in any way, and they know how to handle it. So give Essie a call, 770-442-9246. Office Angels is the firm, and she'll be glad to help you. And I just tell her that I sent you. Folks, North Fulton Business Radio is on all the major podcast apps. North Fulton Business Radio is a search term, so you can find us on the app of your choice and the phone of your choice. So we'd love it if you'd subscribe and give us a great review, because it's not about us, it's about our guest. And we love it when folks find the show and those folks need the services of folks like Barry and the other guests that we've had over these last almost 5 years. We're up to over 320 or so shows that we've had over the last almost 5 years. We're also on social media, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. We're at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Barry Spencer, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.